got it tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with your hosts, Kerry Gaffney and Jeff Williams, where we play the jazz artists that are making the jazz of today. Up next on the queue is Looper Colony from the album Looper Colony 2, the track, And That's That.
Thank you.
You've got it tuned in to Modern Jazz Today, and that means you have your fingers on the pulse of the jazz being created today.
We're excited about the new music ahead of us in this set. Up first is Albert & Company. The album's called Freedom, and we'll check into the track La Fiesta. Then the Jazz Professors. They've got their fourth album out called Blues and Cubes. We're going to take a listen to Dora Maar. Then up next is Luis Danis. The album is called El Tinajón. We'll check into Rumba Para Camagui. Let's dig in.
Thank you. This is Bird Note. When you go birding, sometimes you're in the right place at the right time, and there are more species than you can count. Other times, not so lucky. Not a song, not a sight of a bird. Striking out when looking for birds is frustrating, but it's an essential part of the journey. A bad day of birding can teach you just as much as a good day, if you ask the right questions. Like, was there something about the time of day, the weather, or nearby human activities that affected the birds? Am I in the right habitat for the species I'm looking for? Doing some research after a slow day for birds can help reveal why you had the experience you did. Try talking with folks in your area that know about birds. They can provide some context for what you went through, and most likely, they'll commiserate with their own stories about striking out.